Well, young lady, I hope you know why I've kept you behind after class today. No? You're just shaking your head at me. Well, it's because you and your friends seem to have a natural ability to just be able to talk all the time and pass lots and lots of notes in my class. And I, for one, am sick of it. So, I've collected a couple of these notes that you like to leave behind. And we're going to see what's so important that you feel the need to talk to your friends about all the time. Isn't he looking really hot today? Okay. Whenever he has his sleeves rolled up, I think I can see a tattoo on his arm, and it drives me wild. I never knew you had a tattoo. Okay. Sometimes I see him looking at me, and it makes me wonder what I'd want him to do to my body. Okay, not quite what I was expecting, but I hope you realize, one, how wrong it is to pass notes in class, and two, more importantly, how inappropriate it is to say these sort of things about a male teacher who's in a position of responsibility and authority over you. Saying these sorts of things could get us both in a lot of trouble. Whenever you say these sort of things, young lady, it's very dangerous words because you don't know the consequences of the things you say. I mean, for example, a less scrupulous teacher might look at those words and think that you were wanting to do things with him. He might think about even fantasizing about you in his classroom, in your cute little uniform, doing deliciously naughty things for him. Now the thing is, am I one of those teachers? Or do you think that I would have a little bit more respect for you as one of my students? One of the other questions I have is, how do I punish you to make sure that you don't pull this little sort of stunt again? I mean, I could give you lines to do, but I don't think that would teach you. I could give you detention, and you'd have to wait around after school. But then again, I could always just give you a punishment now. And I, for one, think that that's a very, very appealing sounding idea, don't you? Don't you? Well, since you asked so nicely, yes, I do have a tattoo actually. And here it is. Do you like looking at my forearms? Hmm? You like it whenever I roll my sleeves up in my shirt and tie? Do you like seeing the way that the veins just sometimes bulge out under my skin? I can practically see you licking your lips. Well, I have to say that I've noticed certain things about you too. I've noticed the way you hike your little skirt up whenever you come into my class. I've noticed the way you watch me as I walk up and down the rows and as I stand at the board. I've noticed how you started calling me over to your desk more often, just so as I can give you that little bit extra help with your work. Well, how about I help you out a little bit more? We're going to do a little bit of physiology today, I think. What I want you to do is I want you to take those fingers and that pretty little hand of yours, and I want you to just start rubbing them over your neck and over your collarbone. Just gently at first. Light fingertips. Just soft, gentle hands. Just teasing yourself ever so slightly. And then running your hands down over your breasts and down through your cleavage. I bet you wish that was my hand, don't you? You wish that it was my strong, rough fingers. Oh, just caressing the soft, sloping curves of your breasts. And you begin to slowly travel down further and further, caressing of your rib cage and down your sides. Oh, your stomach. Just still teasing yourself with light fingertips. Oh, just fingers gently grazing over the soft, sensitive skin. I bet it even tickles a little bit. I can practically see your hips moving. This is much better than detention, I think. Hopefully it will learn you a bit of a lesson. Keep going lower. Lower. Just stroking, just feeling the gentle slope down around your hips, stroking the tops of your thighs, It may not be right for your teacher to say that, but right now I don't even give a fuck. Because I have never wanted a student ever so much. Now, stroke that sweet young pussy of yours. Oh, I just want you to slide your fingers up and down. I want you to circle your fingers around that clit with every stroke. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, I'd love to fuck you over this desk right now. But that would be quite wrong for a teacher to do, wouldn't it? Or would you like me to? Well, young lady, would you like me to fuck you over this desk? You do know all the inappropriate things to say. And I didn't say to stop touching. I mean, it'd be very inappropriate as well for me to take my thick, hard, fat teacher's cock. Wouldn't it? It would be very inappropriate for me to be stroking it right now in front of you. Do you know what? Seeing as we've gone this far in your lesson, I think we may as well just go all the way. Stand up. Turn around. Put your hands on that desk and lift up that little skirt for me. Oh. Naughty little schoolgirls who don't wear underwear. Do you know what happens to them? They get fucked. They get fucked hard in their nasty, tight little pussies.
Now, time to deal with the consequences of your actions. Young lady, can you feel it pressing against your entrance right now? Don't you dare even moan. Don't you dare make a sound. Oh, you fucking deserve every little bit of this. Oh, your tight little buddy. Oh, fuck. Push that ass back into me. I want you to fuck yourself back. So much better than giving you lines. Yeah, that's it. Oh, do you like to feel my strong hands around your hips? Fuck.
delicious looking at our neck. So tell me, how does it feel to have your teacher's thick cock inside your tight little pussy? Oh, does it feel wrong? But it feels so good, doesn't it? You want this more. Oh, I can feel your greedy little pussy just sucking me in. Oh, I can feel your muscles inside just rippling along my length. Oh, like you're almost trying to milk me. You wouldn't want your teacher to come on you, would you? Watching you with your little skirt flipped up over that. Oh, sexy fucking little ass. You know, next time, I think I might even try to fuck your ass. Because you want it, don't you? Oh, you want your teacher to fucking own your little body. Do you like it? Oh, I fucking knew you would. No. Do you think you're ever gonna pass notes in my class again? Well, I bet you are if this is the punishment you're ever gonna get again. And your little friends. Do you think that they'll ever find out about this? Or is this going to be our little secret? Is this going to be our little secret? That I'm fucking you? Oh, because you know this isn't going to be a one-time thing. Oh, not with this delicious little cunt of yours. Oh, fuck yes. Young lady. Oh, fuck, I wanna come. Oh, I wanna come in you so bad. Oh, and your little schoolgirl pussy. Oh, fuck, it'd be so fucking wrong, but I want to. Oh, I wanna come so bad. Oh. I don't think I'm going to. Every day you've come into my classroom, you've got a little bit of makeup on, trying to make yourself look pretty for me. Maybe even trying to seduce me, huh? Well, get on your fucking knees. Come on. Get on your knees, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're gonna fucking... take my cum on that pretty little face of yours. I think you might even open your mouth to try and swallow some of it down. Oh, fuck. Oh. Now, you ready? Oh, fuck. You ready to take your teacher's cum? Oh.
Ah, clean my dick off. Clean my dick off with your mouth. Oh, you dirty little girl, yeah. Clean it off. Oh, clean it all right off. Right down. Come on, right down to the base. Oh, yeah.
You look so pretty with my cum over your face. Oh, you missed a drop. Make sure to clean that off. But my pretty little skill girl, I think you've just become my favourite student. I think I might have to give you some more detention tomorrow. After all, you do have me for class tomorrow, and I've got a feeling you haven't learned your lesson. You're going to be passing notes to your friends again, aren't you? That's what I like to hear. Good girl.